Whoever said size doesn't matter hasn't been to Winski Brothers. Hi, this is Jim Byers from Winski Brothers inviting you to check out our new 70-foot truck scale. That's right, 70 feet. It's practically a landmark, making it easier than ever for you to get in, get out, and be on your way. Why? Because customer service isn't just words. It's 70 feet of promise. Check it out for yourself at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort or visit WinskyBrothers.com. Winski Brothers, because size definitely matters.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the free-for-all, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Hey, sports fans, you can catch all the thrilling action of local high school sports live on Hoosierland TV. Join Sam Wart and Kyle Etherington as they bring you play-by-play coverage of your favorite teams and athletes. From tip-offs to buzzer-beating shots, takedowns to pins, you won't miss a single moment of high school sports at its best. Stream every game, every play, and every highlight from the comfort of your own home or on the go. Support your local high school and feel the energy as if you're right in the stands. Don't miss out. You can be a season ticket holder by tuning in to Hoosierland TV and cheer on your team with Sam and Kyle Live. Join Sam and Kyle Saturday, December 7th on Hoosierland TV as Clinton Central hosts Madison Grant for boys basketball action. Sam and Kyle will hit the airwaves at 7:30 for the pregame warm-up with tip-off at 7:45 on HoosierlandTV.com. Play-by-play on Hoosierland TV brought to you in part by The Farmers Bank, Eagle Lodge 976, Welty Custom Exteriors, Rissy Realty, Jerry's Body Shop, Wamper Services Incorporated, Norman & Miller Eye Care, Encompass Credit Union, Frankfort Moose Lodge No. 7, Winski Brothers Incorporated, Barrett Farms Express, Fire Pizza, and Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all of North Central Indiana. Today will be sunny and breezy with a high near 41. Tonight will be partly cloudy and breezy with a low around 33. Sunday will be mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 51. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County DailyNews.com.
Back now on quarter number three of Inside the Huddle, Sam Wirt alongside Kyle Etherington. And we have head coach Matt Crawford on the line of the Frankfort Girls Lady Hot Dogs basketball team. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Just another Saturday in the gym here and getting better. And, you know, during the winter, one of the best places to be is in the gym. So we're doing great. Glad to be on here today.
Well, there you go. You had a week off a week ago during the holiday week, and then you got back to action this week with a couple of games against Sheridan and Delphi. Let's talk about those two games. Obviously, Sheridan is one of the best girls basketball programs in the state of Indiana with one of the top players, and then a game against Delphi where you put up your season high in scoring, but in a loss. So just talk to me about those two games and what you saw from your squad.
Well, you know, obviously you hit the nail on the head Tuesday night. Sheridan is pretty good. I thought we still did some good things in that game. I mean, our two freshmen that are starting, Kinley Myers and Ava Jarman, are continuing to learn the varsity game, and you know, and seeing that speed that Sheridan plays with, I think is really good for them. And that, you know, go into the Delphi game on Thursday night, and Delphi was able to lead and start the game, but in the second and third quarter, we outscored them, and we scored 26 points in the second and third quarter, and played really, really well. And, you know, Ella McAtee, Tuesday against Sheridan, and then Thursday played the whole game, both games, and had two really good games. She had 10 points against Sheridan. She had 14 against Delphi Thursday night, and she continues to be just a really good, you know, senior leader for us, and You know, getting people in right spots, continuing to teach. And Thursday, I was very pleased with how we played, especially in the second and third quarter. We were knocking down shots. I really enjoy coaching this group of girls because they just continue to play hard. They continue to learn. They're continuing to get better every day. And a lot of good things happening over here.
And you've got a young squad. You've got a couple of seniors, including Ella McAtee, but then you talked about the two freshmen starting. You got two other freshmen that will play a little bit and get in the rotation. So just talk about the youth of your team and how you guys have grown, especially over the offseason and in this first month of the year.
Well, the offseason coming in, we knew we were going to be young. I mean, Ella McAtee, Daisy Santos Valdez, they played varsity basketball since they were sophomores. But this summer, you know, our two freshmen, Kinley and Ava, that have been starting, they had a great summer. We're playing two other sophomores that played all JV last year, Given West and Aaron Wills, that didn't play varsity last year. So we're continuing to grow. Finja Schnurr, our foreign exchange student from Germany, is doing a lot of great things for us as well, in terms of giving us some minutes off the bench. But we're just continuing to learn and continuing to, you know, get better every day. They're asking questions. They're really engaged. And, you know, it takes some time to learn the varsity game, but I can't be more pleased with how they're learning, how they're growing, and continuing to get better. I mean, you look the other night against Delphi, and, you know, Ava Jarman and Kinley Myers had 16 of our 34 points. And Ella had the other 14. You know, Kinley Myers is averaging almost 8 rebounds a game. Ava's had 2 games where she scored 8 or 10 points in a game. So, I mean, Aaron Wills, Given West are giving us great minutes off the bench and in a starting role. And then Ella and Daisy continue to lead. So, I mean, there's, like I said before, there's just a lot of stuff going on that's that I really like, that I like to see in our players. And we're just continuing to get better all the time.
And Coach, I'm not going to lie, I especially am glad that I'm not coaching against your two freshmen like I was last year in eighth grade, just because that's not a fun game plan a lot of the time. So compliments to you and your staff and the entire program for doing such a good job. But I kind of wanted to ask about your foreign exchange student, because when I was a freshman in high school, we had two foreign exchange students named Marko Solovic from Croatia and Christian Graffi from Germany. Now, both of them were well over 6'2" tall, so that definitely helped us on the tennis team.
Absolutely.
And we were a heck of a tennis team that year, even with me on the doubles teams. But what have your players been able to learn from your foreign exchange student? Because I remember, as someone kind of taking an interest in politics, I wanted to hear about what was going on in Croatia at the time. What have your players learned from your foreign exchange student from Germany?
Well, it's really neat to see it. So they talked to her about her culture and how things work over in Germany. And the kids were really surprised to learn that, you know, there are no high school sports over there in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
It's all club. So for Finja coming to Frankfurt here, like, they're all club. They're not part of a school, and our kids were really curious about that. Like, how does that work? How do you earn varsity letters, or, you know, how does that continue to work? And then they ask a lot of questions, you know, just about, you know, her school and you know, how those things work. And it's really cool for me. As a head coach, this is my third foreign exchange student that I've had that's played. When I was at Delphi, I had two girls from France, one from the northeast part and one from the southwest part. And now getting to know someone from Germany. It's really cool. And those things, you know, it's not all basketball when you get to know, you know, kids like that from, you know, from different countries. It's really neat.
And speaking of the club and everything, I think that's one thing that our kids don't really understand. And I can remember watching I'd like to say it's a TikTok clip, but I'm not as cool, so I'm going to say it's a YouTube clip. They were talking about the difference between club ball in Europe and AAU here in the States. And one thing that the coach talked about is that the kids in Europe are so much better fundamentally because they practice so much more than the amount of games that they play. Whereas our kids in AAU, they play so many more games. Like some kids play 6 or 7 games on a Saturday. Based in your experience, how true is that? Because I think that's something that a lot of people don't really get a chance to really think about or, you know, comprehend in many cases.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the difference is, you know, like, with basketball schools almost, like the training facilities and the things like that, you know, everybody wants to play a game, right? But in a game, for example, you might get at the most 20 to 25 shots in a high school game. I mean, in 40 minutes of practice, you could get it up, especially with like the gun system, doc dish and things that you have, you can get up 500 shots in 30 minutes. So, like, the skills, things, it's a catch-22, right? You need to practice. You need to play because you need to be able to put those skills into practice. And, you know, a lot of what goes on in the course of a basketball game, it's, you know, basketball intelligence. Where do I use these skills? But if you haven't practiced those skills, you'll never get a chance to use them in the game. You won't have – we like to call it, with our girls here, you know, having different tools in your toolbox, you know, and in certain situations, you're going to have to use another tool, right? Here, you might have to use a Euro step, or you might have to go to a left-hand hook, or you might have to cut to the middle of the lane and be able to take a crossover step to finish. And those things you can't do if you haven't practiced them and have them in your toolbox to use. So it's definitely, you know, it's definitely, you need a really good mix of both, in my opinion.
I remember a kid asked me to try a Euro step one time, and I think the nurse was very helpful after the paramedics showed up and everything.
back in our day when we played.
Oh, be careful, coach. That's a bad phrase, man. Be careful.
I know. You know, when I played, okay, I'll just say when I played, Eurostep was a travel,
yeah,
right? It was a travel. And so when I went to demonstrate it to the kids, you know, a few years ago when Eurostep became popular, you know, I had to practice by myself before practice to be able to show them how to do it, because to me it just feels weird, because it doesn't anymore, but it did when I started teaching it, is that the Eurostep, you know, when I played was a walk. So you had to jump, stop, and finish off 2 feet, but you know, the Euro step and all that stuff gained a lot of traction. So you roll with the times and hope you don't get injured when you go to demonstrate it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I've been fighting a losing battle since like 1999 on not getting injured helping with drills. You talked about the gun. I absolutely loved that device, although the players didn't like it, because one thing that I always tried to do is I tried to steal from Brad Stevens, and he always turned it into kind of a more of a conditioning drill than anything else. Kind of talk about how you emphasize that awesome tool, because even as a little kid on some of the very first ones, I absolutely just loved shooting on that thing. I could shoot on that gun all day. Yeah. Kind of talk about how you guys emphasize that and use it in practice.
So we... it's funny about the gun. The gun really became popular when I was like my first year as a head coach. And when I was in high school, we had the old shoot away, which was like the spider web thing that it went in and then it went out different ways, but it took like 45 minutes to set up.
Okay. We got to give you a prize for saying the shoot away, man. That is awesome. I love it.
And so that was our shooting device. And a lot what I used, those old, like, kickback, you know, nets that you throw it into, I would put that under the basket and it would rebound and kick it out. But you had to make it, right? No missing. But what we do here is we call it the 10,000 shot club. And any time where girls come in and get their shots up on the gun, we keep a running total. And if they get to 10,000 shots, and we keep it as a running total, like anytime they come in and shoot at a time we're not doing a team practice, they earn their towards 10,000. And when they get to 10,000, we'll get a banner made for them, make the picture, sit in the locker room as kind of like a standard of excellence. But sometimes we'll use it in practice, like, you know, we'll put it at one end, have the kids run a sprint, come down, receive a pass, swing it. It's a very, very useful tool. And then I walk into Purdue, their practice facility, and see a gun at every basket. I mean, that would be really nice.
Well, Coach, but before we wrap up, let's talk about the upcoming schedule. And you've got Faith Christian coming up next week, along with Tri-West, both at home. And then a few more games to wrap up December. But the season moving along quickly. You guys have already gotten the first 7 games in. So what do you look forward to for the rest of the schedule and just continue improving with this squad?
Yeah, we've got 3 or 4 things, team goals that we want to see happen here. You know, we want to continue getting better at what we're running offensively. We want to continue teaching our defensive stuff. And basically what I always evaluate at the end of the season, are we a lot better in these things than when we started out? And that's always a goal. We are so much better now than what we were at the start of the season. And when you're young, like we are, you can see a lot of growth, all the time. And, just want to continue getting better at, seeing pressure, seeing where we can go with it. We've done much better over the past couple weeks, and there's no doubt in my mind that we're not going to continue getting better at all phases. So that, I'm excited about this group. I'm so proud to be coaching this group of girls here, and so proud to be working at Frankfort. So,
well, Coach, we appreciate you coming on, and we look forward to covering you guys a little bit more this year. And good luck with the rest of the season and the upcoming schedule.
Appreciate it, and thanks for having me on, and for everything you guys do to promote high school athletics. We love it.
Well, thank you, Coach. We appreciate that. That's head coach Matt Crawford from the Frankfort Girls Hot Dogs team. We'll be right back with Inside the Huddle coming up right after this.
In these days when every dollar counts, Winske Brothers is here to put more money back in your wallet. Whether you're coming from Lebanon, Delphi, Tipton, or beyond, Winske's is worth your while. Winske's offers metal recycling, industrial hauling and waste removal, new and used steel sales, and more. And at Winske Brothers, customer service is second to none. Winske's is fully insured with no purchase minimum to serve all customers, large and small.
Hi, I'm Jim from Winske Brothers. We hope to see you soon at 751 West Washington Street in Frankfort, or check us out at WinskeBrothers.com or on Facebook. We appreciate
Las decisiones determinan los resultados, dan forma al futuro. Entonces, ¿qué camino decido tomar? ¿Quiero quedarme al margen mirando o ayudar a las personas necesitadas? ¿Debo preocuparme por cómo pagar la escuela o por cómo pagar mi educación? ¿Debo seguir igual o esforzarme y aprender nuevas habilidades? Para mí, la decisión es clara. Elijo servir a tiempo parcial en la Guardia Nacional del Ejército y mis resultados cambiarán mi vida. También puedo utilizar los beneficios de educación y matrícula que obtengo al servir para ayudar a pagar la escuela. Los otros soldados con los que sirvo tienen sus propias razones para servir, pero trabajamos juntos como un equipo para ayudarnos unos a otros a convertirnos en mejores líderes cada día. Todos tomamos la decisión de mejorarnos a nosotros mismos y a nuestro futuro. ¿Qué decidirá? Ingrese a NationalGuard.com para obtener más información sobre el servicio a tiempo parcial.
Patrocinado por la Guardia Nacional del Ejército de Estados Unidos.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it, right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and HoosierlandTV.com archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and the excitement is building in downtown Frankfort as Encompass Credit Union and Wampler Services Incorporated present the annual Frankfort Christmas Parade on HoosierlandTV.com. Join us this Saturday at 3 with the whole family and kick off the holiday season in style with help from Encompass Credit Union and Wampler Services Incorporated. Watch the Christmas Parade stream live on HoosierlandTV.com this Saturday at 3 or later archived at HoosierlandTV.com so you can relive all the excitement. The annual Frankfort Christmas Parade this Saturday at 3 brought to you on HoosierlandTV.com by Encompass Credit Union and Wampler Services Incorporated.
Back once again on Inside the Huddle. Remember, if you missed any part of today's show, you can hear the replay of Inside the Huddle on Sunday at 5 o'clock. Normally it's at 7 o'clock, but during the holiday season it's at 5 o'clock with the TPA music. So make sure you go back and listen to that tomorrow at 5 o'clock, or you can visit us online at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and go to the Inside the Huddle tab, and we have all of the previous shows archived on there. At least we go back a pretty long time, so you can listen to all the shows from this year. If there was a particular show you liked, go back and listen to it, and all of that is archived on ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Well, for the last few minutes of the show today, we wanted to talk a few different things. We got started on a couple of different conversations yesterday during Party Line, but we wanted to talk a little bit about the college football situation and Purdue's situation. We talked about that a little bit, but also a couple of Indiana teams that look poised to enter the college football playoff.
Well, I have to say that I know Notre Dame, your team, Sam, and IU are in the college football playoff, and this is just me out of just sheer being selfishness. I kind of want to see that IU-Notre Dame matchup. Now, that's just me and everything like that. Like, I'm an IU fan. As long as we're bowl eligible, at least in my experience, it's a great season. So what do you think about this, Sam, from your perspective of the college football stuff? Because as an IU fan, I'm just happy to be invited to the party, if that makes sense. How about you? Are you used to it? Are you wanting them to get over the hump? Describe the stress and put down the chair while you're describing it, too.
Well, I'm surprised that I am surprised that we're here coming off of that loss early in the season to Northern Illinois. It is surprising to see Notre Dame finish the season the way they did, and credit to them for really stepping up after that loss and finish the season the way they did. I think they deserve to be in. You hear some people talk about, well, you have the worst loss in the country. Yeah, but it was week two, and 10 weeks after that, we've kind of destroyed everybody. So, yeah, I think it would be a really exciting game if Indiana and Notre Dame matched up in the college football playoff. It'd be great for Indiana football in general. But let's talk a little bit about Purdue and their firing of their head coach. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday on Party Line and just what they can do going forward. They've just cycled through head coaches now. And what's got to happen for Purdue to have a successful program?
Well, I think it's interesting because, number one, the last couple of days I have spent a majority of my free time consoling Purdue fans after this season and just talking with them about everything. And the one thing that I have really tried to remind a lot of my, not my brethren, but my good friends, we'll say that, and acquaintances, is as an Indiana football fan, and I say that with affection because my parents have been going since the Lee Corso days. This shows you how long my family's been going down to Bloomington. My parents had season tickets underneath the press box before they redid it and renovated it and everything. So they've been going down there for many decades. I have told them that every season is a new season. And yes, I've heard about the transfer portal. Yes, you know, the $20 million Ohio State football team, things like that. But here's the thing. You guys could get the right coach, could bring in the right players, and the ones that stay and don't enter the transfer portal, they could really turn things around. And I'm going to use my team as a prime example, IU. If you had told me we were going to go 11-1 and have an opportunity to compete for a national championship, I would have said you were crazy. I would say, have you been playing the college football game too much? Like, you're running some messed up simulations. So I would say if you get the right coach at the right moment and the kids buy into the program and you get talent and you find some diamonds in the rough, I think next year Purdue could be right there. I know I'm going to sound crazy, but we've seen with this transfer portal that anything is possible, especially with kids transferring and going out and going in.
Well, absolutely. And speaking of coaches, I did want to hit this and the Bud Wright situation. And he was resigned from Sheridan this week, announced his resignation on Tuesday. And his quote was, "They gave me an ultimatum, was I was either going to be fired or I was going to resign." The school administration said, "Now this was agreed upon." Just give me your thoughts on the whole situation. Just, I think it's just a shame that that's the way it had to end.
Yeah, you never want to see anything end that way. And in a lot of cases, I think the more you talk to others and the more you look for information, I think the more you're going to find yourself being at a dead end. And you might find yourself being at the bottom of that bottomless pit and you just keep on digging. In many cases, there are just volunteers when it comes to this type of stuff. Very unfortunate what happened, regardless, just because he's had an amazing career at Sheridan. The state titles, and we can talk about the records and everything like that, but just the number of kids that he has impacted through the last, I'm just going to say decades, alone is absolutely amazing. Because when you sum up an entire career, you take a look at the body of work. A lot of people are lucky if they just have a few hundred kids that they have had some influence on. This guy has had thousands. And to me, that I think the one thing that I am interested in hearing from is not just him, but also his players and remembering the good times. Because I can remember many teams, whenever I see a former player or whenever I see someone who played for my dad, we always talk about the fun times. Those bad times always seem to fade. So I think, yes, it hurts, and it's terrible that it had to come to this. But, and I'm not exactly a fan of this phrase, but a good friend of mine always says, it is what it is. So that would be my take on it. What do you think?
Yeah, like I said, I think it's just the fact that it had to end this way. And it would have been nice to see him go out on his own terms.
Yes.
And this is clearly not what we're having here. But just 60 years of leading a program successfully. It's not just he was there for 60 years because he was there for 60 years. He was there for 60 years because he was a really good football coach.
And I might add, I remember stopping in Sheridan to eat at the Dairy Queen, because if there's a Dairy Queen, my family's going to find it. And we had several Sheridan high school football players walk in, and I said, "Is that the Colts?" And my dad said, "Close, that's Sheridan football." And I will never forget that from when I was a little kid. So, yeah, he phenomenal coach, and he's had some phenomenal players throughout the decades. Just a very, very successful tradition at Sheridan football.
Yeah, 100%. Well, that kind of does it for our show today. If you want to rewatch the show or re-listen to the show at all, you can do that tomorrow at 5 o'clock on the Inside the Huddle replay, or you can find it online at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the Inside the Huddle tab. We want to thank Winsky Brothers for sponsoring Inside the Huddle. We'll be back next week with another edition of Inside the Huddle, and make sure you tune in tonight on Hoosier Land TV at 7:30. Madison Grant taking on Clinton Central, our first look at the Bulldogs boys basketball team. So make sure you join us tonight on HoosierLandTV.com. For Kyle Etherington, I'm Sam Wirt. So long, everybody.